This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado wildlife officials are warning people about the dangers of aggressive wild animals trying to protect their young. Two men were recently injured in moose attacks in Steamboat Springs and Evergreen, and officials say the men did nothing wrong. People should be careful to avoid elk, moose, and deer, which typically have newborn calves and fawn this time of year. In more animal news, a miniature horse in Adams County has been euthanized after testing positive for rabies. It's the second case of rabies found in a livestock animal this year. The first was a mule in Eagle County. Prior to that, the last equine rabies case in Colorado was in 2013. Health officials urge people not to touch or go near wild animals. Crews battled an oil well fire Saturday in the town of Bennett, east of Denver. Black smoke was visible as far as Castle Rock and Franktown yesterday. The fire was under control later in the day. All workers were evacuated. No one was injured. And a Denver Neighborhood Arts Festival continues today. Your CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Park Hill Art Festival is back with 80 different artists showcasing their paintings, sculptures, and ceramics. It'll happen on the lawn outside of the Park Hill Masonic Lodge and will also stream online. It's a chance for art-minded Denverites to check out the works of local artists and talk to many of them in person at the event. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Another day of warm temperatures, highs in the upper 80s for the Front Range. This is CPR News.